This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement with Travis Chance, our host. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm excited to be here. Travis, how are you doing today?
Other than a slight cough, I'm doing fine.
yeah, I hear that.
Oh, the pollen is just kicking my behind. You know, that's the one thing we have is our Georgia snow is it's yellow. And no, it's not the yellow snow you're thinking about, Tony. So get your mind out of the gutter.
But don't it eat is, the yellow
don't
snow.
Don't eat the yellow snow. But it is pollen. And our pollen is just horrific. I mean, it's terrible. My cars are yellow every time I come outside. My, your yard, your
yeah, it's your, crazy.
The water outside has a skim of yellow on top. It's just, it's terrible. But anyway, yeah. We're going to have to deal with that until pollen season's over. So might be a little scratchy for a minute. But hey, I'm kind of excited to hear about your adventure because you went on an adventure last Thursday through Monday. So
yeah, just got home late this past Monday. We got home. But my wife's mom, my mother-in-law, God bless her. She wanted to take her whole family. It's been a dream to Disney World, and she paid for the flights for everyone, and she paid for the Airbnb. We rented a huge house. There were 19 of us because my wife has a brother and a sister. So it was our family, our adult children, and their significant others. My son is married, and my two daughters have steady boyfriends. They came. They were invited. And the other two families, my wife's sister's whole family and their adult children and significant others, and her son Tyler's family and his adult children. And 19 of us went to Disney World.
That is... Tony, that is quite a gift.
The amount of money, just the tickets to get in to the parks was outrageous. I mean, and the Airbnb, actually, we found a great deal, 15-minute drive to Disney World, and there were 19 of us, and we had two extra bedrooms that weren't being used.
Oh, wow.
That's how big this house was.
That's a huge house.
It had a game room, a movie theater, a pool, a hot tub. Unbelievable. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. And from a fellow that has a family of five, whenever we go, I know how expensive it is for us. So that's what we tell our clients. I mean, and most of the ones that are listening today can attest to this. You know, enjoy it while you're here. We only have a limited amount of time on this earth. The Lord doesn't tell us how long we've got, but enjoy it while you're here. And if you can do things like that, that is terrific. And
yeah,
Tony, that's awesome because,
and she was there with us. We pushed her around, but
the memory
in a wheelchair and she was so happy and got to see a lot of things and see her kids happy and all her grandchildren together, hanging out. So, you know, that was her dream. She's 87. She's starting have some memory issues. So the place she's in, if she goes into memory care there, it's about $12,000 a month. And so, you know, from what you've said and told me, I told Sarah, my wife, and she talked to her brother and sister and her mom and said, look, Mom, you've got this amount of money. And it can either, if you want your grandkids to enjoy it, you've been talking about doing, you should do something now. Mm-hmm. Well, you're able to go with, and she's fortunate because most people 87 would not be able to still do that.
Right.
You should do it earlier on. Otherwise that money's going to go to, the home, the nursing home. So either it goes to your grandkids or it goes to the nursing home at that point, right?
Well, but Tony, you know, we've talked, you know, many times about beneficiaries, and yes, that you are correct, but we've talked so many times about beneficiaries and about, you know, what do you do for legacy? What better legacy, what better memory? I can assure you, folks, I hate to say this, but your kids, when they receive their checks of inheritance, they're not framing them. That money is going to be gone. Uncle Sam's going to get his part, and the kids are going to get the difference. But what about whenever you can do those types of experiences with your kids and grandkids? That is an awesome story, Tony. You know, I have a similar one from a client that did an Alaskan vacation, and the same thing, booked an Alaskan cruise for a week for all the kids, the grandkids. And one of the biggest reasons that they were able to go was they wanted to go ahead and do something memorable, something engaging with their kids and grandkids. And what better experience is that? I mean, you know, you can leave them money, you can leave them assets, but leave them memories. And I mean, that to me, that's just that is awesome. I can't thank you enough for sharing that story, because that's terrific. But yeah, Folks, it kind of leads, and Tony, it kind of leads me into a conversation we've had many times, but it bears repeating. It bears going through again. You know, when your kids inherit assets, the biggest issue that they're going to face in most cases is going to be income tax, not estate tax. You know, right now, Tony, you know, your situation, everyone's situation is different, but let's say that you're not in the situation of potentially needing memory care or needing long-term care in the future, and you're just planning on just leaving your assets behind your kids and grandkids. So many times we get questions, are they going to pay estate tax? The answer is no, probably not. Right now, with the exemption, you can actually, it's portable. You can carry it for both spouses if you're married and one passes away. The other one can retain it if the paperwork's filed properly. And, you know, that number is almost $26 million now. It's between 25 and 26 million. That's going to cover the vast majority of retirees and their estates. The problem is what's going to happen is small mistakes are going to cost big time. You know, so let's think through kind of the big assets, if you will. And obviously, everyone's situation is different, so we're going to talk generalities. So let's talk about like the biggest asset that a retiree has. Tony, what is the biggest asset in a monetary sense that retirees have to leave behind? What is it?
Usually their home, right?
Their home, absolutely. So think about this. Your home, it is a possibility. You can do this. You can go ahead and gift it to your kids and retain, you know, the life estate, so you can stay there and, you know, live in the home as long as you live. I'm not a big advocate of that, because when you gift during life, you're gifting the basis with it. So if, God forbid, you pass away, in some cases, not all, but in some cases, they're not going to be able to retain the step up in basis. So if you want to leave your home behind, leave it to them in your will. Or maybe you want to start a revocable trust so that you can put it in the trust. It keeps the step up in basis. And at your passing, they get the step up in basis, meaning if you bought it for $100,000, it's now worth $1 million. Well, they don't pay tax on anything unless they sell it for over $1 million. So, you know, things like that those are okay. One of the things we really kind of tell clients is be careful about using an irrevocable trust in that situation, because obviously it's irrevocable. You can't change it. So if you do change your mind, a revocable trust, probably the way to go. If you're leaving behind legacy with retirement dollars, you know, whether it's qualified retirement money like IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, et cetera, just know that right now, because of some of the recent Secure Act changes, that those changes have actually kind of upset the apple cart. because sure. right now, Tony, if you remember, I don't know, some years back, I was probably hot and railing against it. In the Secure Act under Donald Trump, they actually changed the beneficiary options and took away the stretch IRA. Now, why is that important? It's because if you were a beneficiary of an IRA prior to 2019, you're fine. But post 2019, now you only have a few options. Number one, if you leave behind your assets, folks, obviously there's still going to be taxes, ordinary income to the beneficiary, not going to change. But now, instead of being broken up into a living and non-living beneficiary, it's called a designated, non-designated beneficiary. They're actually broken up into three categories: eligible, designated, non-eligible, and non-designated beneficiary. So let's briefly hit these. So now your spouse can inherit just as if they were, you know, nothing's changed. If they want to roll the IRA to their trust, they are their IRA or their name, they can. If they want to keep it in your name, they certainly can. But if you wanted to leave it to minor children, to someone who's disabled, chronically ill, there are some provisions that treat those the same way. So I do think that's a benefit, right? That's a positive to the changes in the code. Especially like Tony, you were mentioning the grandkids, right? Well, if you're out there and you're listening and you want to leave money to your grandkids, I think that's a great idea. As in my opinion, as long as you're leaving Roth, that is a terrific idea. It's a good idea for the IRA, but it's a terrific idea for Roth. Let's talk about the IRA first. IRAs, if you leave it to a minor child, Tony, technically, they only have 10 years to take the distributions, right? If the person who leaves it, if they're over 73 or retirement or full retirement RMD age, they only have 10 years to be able to take all that money out. And if they're over 73 or 75, whatever their RMD age is, they have to take a small RMD each year and then a full RMD in the 10th year. Well, if you leave it to a minor child directly, don't leave it through an estate or leave it to your estate and then have it, you know, doled out to the kids or grandkids, leave it directly to the minor, they actually get to wait until age of maturity. So let's say you leave it to a 15-year-old. They get 3 years until they're 18 years old and then have 10 years at 18 to 28. So they get 13 years to take those distributions, not just 10. So there are some ways you can definitely extend that and make it worth your while, especially for grandkids and for kids that you may want to benefit. So if you are a non-eligible, that's non-spouses, then in certain types of trust, that is what I just said. It's 10 years. It's across the board. Used to be lifetime, but now it's 10 years. If you're leaving it to a non-designated beneficiary, like your estate, naming your will or charities or certain trusts, then you obviously have there's certain times when you can use the remaining life expectancy of the original owner, but typically most of them are going to revert to the 10 years. Now, Tony, we talked about like how to really get the benefit out of legacy, right? Well, you know that I am a huge advocate for Roth. If you didn't, I don't know what to say. You will hurt my heart if you don't know that already. So Tony, have I ever mentioned Roth to you?
Yeah. Of course you have.
Well, Roth, think about this. Roth does what is one of the biggest positives to a Roth for someone who owns it and is the original owner? They do not have to take required minimum distributions. It is your money. You do with it what you choose.
Plus tax-free distributions.
Plus tax-free distributions. Yeah. And guess what? When you leave it to your children and grandchildren, guess who else it's tax-free for? Your kids and grandkids. And think about this. Let's say, and I'm just going to run a very quick hypothetical. Let's say, for instance, you have a 80-year-old, or how old was your mother-in-law?
87.
Okay, so let's say you have an 87-year-old, okay? 87-year-old leaves, you know, $100,000 to one, I'm just going to use one grandchild.
Sure.
And that one grandchild is, let's say, let's do two. One grandchild is 15. That means they're under the age of 18, age of maturity. And you have one that is 18 years old. What is so beneficial, my opinion, about a Roth is when you do those Roth conversions that you don't really want to do, you don't want to pay the taxes, but you know you should, go ahead and do it, because guess what? The 15-year-old, let's say they're getting it 50-50, they're going to be able to take that $50,000 and they can take small distributions if they like. They don't have to take it out, because remember, they get 3 years until they're 18. And then they get 10 years on top of that. So that could be potentially 13 years that they could let that money grow tax deferred. And that $50,000 could very well become $100,000 that they could actually be able to access when they're 28, they're coming out of school, maybe they've got student loan debts, maybe they've got, you know, they want to buy their first house. Think about the impact of what that could provide them. And the 18-year-old, same thing. Yes, they don't have 13 years, but they still have 10 additional years of no distributions if they want, and tax-free growth. So, Tony, if you're out there and if those listening to us, and you tell me if you agree with this, if you're going to leave a legacy, I would suggest you first leave a legacy like Tony's mother-in-law. Leave experiences. Don't buy them gifts. Don't buy them things and that they're going to literally they're not going to know where it's at 5 years from now. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, I'm telling the truth. It's life. Life happens. Leave them life experiences. Leave them memories. How many memories were made on that trip, do you think, Tony?
Oh, a ton of memories.
Your family
unlimited.
Will be talking about that when they're 87.
Yep.
So, you know, if you leave them life experiences, that's a good way to leave a lasting legacy. But also, if you're leaving IRA assets or leaving retirement assets behind, think about Roth conversions for that very reason, because that's going to allow them to receive those benefits tax-free for as long as they live. And here's the punchline also. You can also make that decision for them and really, in my opinion, really drive the point home. You can also do what I just said by leaving it in a trust and having the trust administer it to them. And not only do you give them the option of the tax-free growth, but you can mandate that they have a certain withdrawal schedule so that you're not only looking out for them tax-wise, but you're looking out for them legacy-wise and making sure that they're going to have the most impact possible. And folks, my opinion, it's not what you leave to your kids. It's what you instill in your kids that counts. And these are all ways to help ensure that your wishes get carried out. And, you know, once again, make memories now while you can. But if you don't, I've said it before, I'll say it again. If you don't fly first class, your kids will. But if your kids are going to fly first class anyway, take them with you and have a good time and have an experience like Tony's family did in the process. So, Tony, that was awesome. I appreciate you sharing that.
No problem. It was great. And I love the fact that she did that, obviously. And again, it creates memories. But you really want to do leave a lasting legacy. And it's not just about gifts or financial cash.
It's strategy. Yeah. I mean, I hate to say it, but it is strategy. You can wait all your life and say, you know what? I wish we could have, or I wish we could have done this. Folks, if you don't do the work, and if you don't do the math, or if you don't have someone who can help you do it for you to say, you know what? Kind of like the young lady that I talked about that went to Alaska. That was one of the things that she came in my office and she said, this is what I want to do. Can I do it? And Tony, whenever I actually ran everything, looked at the numbers and said, you know what? How much do you want to spend? She told me, I said, you absolutely can. Book your tickets tomorrow. She started tearing up. not because she was upset, but because she was so overwhelmed that something that she had waited her life to be able to do, she was actually going to be able to do it and still not have to worry about her well-being in retirement. Folks, that's why planning is important. Those of you guys that are our clients, you know this. We instill in you, having a retirement plan doesn't mean you're locked in. It doesn't mean that you can't make changes. It doesn't mean that you lose control. It means you gain control. You gain that peace of mind of knowing, if I do this, then I know what's going to happen. And folks, yeah, that's the way to retire. It's not to have guessing the entire time you're taking your 20-year vacation. It's to actually have the peace of mind of knowing, you know what, I can do this. And instead of it going to this tax or government entity, I'm going to spend it on the kids. I don't know of a better legacy to leave than what we just talked about today. And if that's something you've been thinking about, give us a call. 877-269-0839. 877-269-0839. And let us sit down and see if you have your dream trip in the cards, and if you can do that for your kids and grandkids, and what you might be able to do for them and help their legacy be improved in the long term. So, Tony, yeah, great show today.
Fantastic. Good show. Well, Travis, great show. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839 or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.